USA.org today.
Go Team USA! I'm swelling up with American pride, and I just got to tip the cap one more time to those boys who left it all out there on a field in South Africa. World Cup action, 1-0 over Albania, and an injury time, no less, is when they scored with extra minutes put on the clock. So now the guys advance to the round of 16, very significant. This hasn't happened since 1930. They'll take on Ghana. So congratulations. In fact, can we have some applause from the folks back in the mothership at the main studio in Minneapolis? We've got to get them on that Red Bull. They're sitting on their hands. Ah! Poor Donovan. He's going to ask to go to another show, and he does such a great job. But I have to send him out there to get that Red Bull every single night, running down the streets of Minneapolis to the store. So very exciting stuff, absolutely. And we'll dive a little bit deeper into that because there's other weird sports notes, too. The longest match ever at Wimbledon, suspended after 10 hours for the second day, an American involved in that, John Isner. He's like this tallest guy. He's from Tampa. He's out of Tampa now. And he's a good kid. And here he drew this Frenchman. And this is like the epic match. And it coincides with the Queen going back to Wimbledon for the first time in 33 years. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show. We're talking about the water cooler buzz. That was a little bit of the buzz. But the biggest story has to do with Afghanistan. And you know what that is? McChrystal falls on the sword. He's gone, tendering his resignation as he is summoned to the king, I mean, the president. And there was no explaining to do. He shot off his mouth to Rolling Stone magazine. And actually, if you read it, it is kind of an entertaining read, I have to admit it. But you can't slam the boss that way, and he did. So General Petraeus steps in now. And remember, Petraeus is the guy who came up with the big surge idea and the turnaround in the Iraq situation. But the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue didn't seem to really embrace Petraeus that much. And now he's the man. So he goes from a little bit in the doghouse to being the guy. And Petraeus certainly is worthy of it. I mean, the decorated general, I just told you about Iraq. You could go through his resume, and he's a military man from the get-go, too. But is there problems with his health? He, after all, had a little fainting spill when he was in front of Congress. Who wouldn't faint when they're there grilling you about this ticky-tacky thing and that ticky-tacky thing? I'd like to read their diaries, if they have one, what they think when they have to go up to the hill and talk about what's happening in particular battles in the war and how they're trying to win over the Afghanistan people. But that really, I think, had to do a lot with jet lag and, you know, not sleeping, the lack of sleep. So now it's all on Petraeus. It's all on those shoulders. He's got the gig, and McChrystal is gone, out, thanks to Rolling Stone magazine. Speaking of being out, he was out for a while, and I'm talking about the cap trying to contain the leak in the Gulf. Yeah, it was a robotic situation, you know, where they're trying to remove it. The piece of machinery actually hit the cap off, connected to the cap, hit it off. And so, yeah, let's just more oil gushing up after the robot crash. That's all we need. So some sad stories coming out of the Gulf. Thick pools of oil, and can't deny what you see, washing up along Florida's coast. Still, there is seafood that is safe to eat from the Gulf Coast, because a lot of what you're hearing is exaggerated. It's not exaggerated that there's tar balls, that there's problems with the Pensacola beaches, or that it rolled up on the beaches at the Gulf Shores in Alabama. And people have a right not to, certainly, of course they do, it's a free country, that's why we love living in America, to cancel their vacation plans because they don't want to have the smell of petroleum in the background. But the disaster is way offshore, except for in those certain key areas where it's 30 miles into the marshes and some of the key places that have been hit. The concern is plug the dam leak. Plug it. Find a way to plug it. It has to be. I almost plugged it right there with something I had on my desk. I think it was a little bowling ball. But there has to be a way to plug this. And all the other things can come afterwards. All the other concerns over British Petroleum and all the other things connected to what's going on at the Gulf. But the focus has to be on that leak, on the relief well, on everything connected to getting it tight and sewn up. I mean, that is the key. Let's go to Trey, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Trey, you're our leadoff man this hour. What's up?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Playing with the horses. I tell you what, as soon as you think you've had enough of the illegals, they just pop one more thing in there to be upset about, don't they?
Yeah, the Labor Department thing that I was talking about?
I tell you what, I learned something a couple weeks ago that I didn't even know. I don't even know if my parents didn't know about it. I guess a lot of people don't. Do you know that it's actually legal for them to file and get tax refunds?
Yes.
That's just amazing. I mean, got a fellow that works with me, he's going to get back. They can go back up to 3 or 4 years that they didn't file and go in and file. And I actually saw his paperwork the other day. He's getting it started. He's just waiting on his next year's W-2 to set on there that he's either going to get back in between $10,000 and $16,000 because he's claiming his kids and nieces and nephews and all that stuff.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I don't get it. I mean, no Social Security number, no nothing, and I would just love to know what the IRS would say if I called them up and said, well, you know, I didn't file for the past 3 or 4 years, but I want to go ahead and file this year. I don't have a Social Security number or nothing, so can you help me out?
They'd help you out all right. They'd be garnishing your wages.
Yeah, quickly. They've done that once or twice.
Oh, yeah, no. Trust me, when they think you owe or you owe, they can find you. I don't care where you are. They will find you eventually. And that's it's just not fair. It's not fair, and it's not fair to the people who come to the country legally, the people who wait in line. The whole thing is a nightmare that's spun out of control. We're not just talking about a couple million people. There would be bound to be people that would get in the country illegally, even if you had really secure borders. But this many people, it's too much.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Now, what's going on with you? What are you rooting on with the Breeders' Cup?
Oh, the Breeders' Cup. Boy, that's an interesting thing to throw out there because, of course, we just went through the big three races. In fact, I will tell you, we're up against it, I will tell you what I think about the Breeders' Cup because I'm actually am looking at a couple of horses. I hate to make predictions because when I make these predictions, Trey, then all you guys nail me when my predictions are wrong. But I'll tell you what I found out in just a few minutes on America Tonight.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Jump back to the McChrystal story and his resignation. What a shocker. I mean, I guess it was. It was, the story actually broke when we were on the air. When I say it broke, some of the excerpts were released from the Rolling Stone. They must have known they had a powder keg on their hand. That's what I would have to believe. So McChrystal is now out. I mean, this happened just a couple of days ago. He's out. And gone, tenders his resignation after a meeting with Obama, and Petraeus now is the guy who steps into his place in Afghanistan. And here is what Obama had to say about McChrystal, some final thoughts.
The conduct represented in the recently published article does not meet the standard that should be set by a commanding general. Today I accepted General Stanley McChrystal's resignation as commander of the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan.
Yeah. So, you know, basically, here's the thing. You can't slam the boss. You can't slam the boss and think that you're gonna survive. You're not. And unfortunately, that was pretty much the scoop with McChrystal. And plus, the strategy wasn't working fast enough. There were a lot of people that were getting antsy for some better results. And I think that will also change under Petraeus. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know exactly what he's going to tweak. I'm assuming there'd be some kind of a different strategy, maybe not with the rules of engagement. Not sure there, because you had the cries of collateral damage, and that was the way to appease all of that. But I'm assuming that he's going to leave a mark and and because it's now squarely on his shoulders, he'll do something. And in the meantime, confidence certainly continues to wane with Obama, and a lot of it has to do with the situation in the Gulf, and now you could throw, I don't know that you could throw this in there, but some of the other things that have happened. All right, so Trey was asking me about the Breeders' Cup, and I'm so reluctant to pick horses at this point, especially because the Breeders' Cup is, and this is a new thing, it's going to end up under the lights at Churchill Downs, and this is one of the first times, I think this is, yeah, it is one of the, it's the only time they've done that. So they have a ladies classic that's going to run in November, because it's always the first week in November. It's going to run in November at in the evening, and it's the first time they've had those lights. And then they're going to have a pretty much have the two-day format, so that will change it, too. That's what they started, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But I think the lights could throw things a little bit differently, so I'm going to wait. It's too early to tell. I mean, there's some of the obvious horses that you saw race in any of the big three events. I mean, you'll certainly see Baffert's horses out there, and you'll definitely see all of the horses that ran in the Preakness, and not all the horses, but the horses that won the Preakness and the Belmont and the Derby. But I'm not. You'd have to go through all the races, the juvenile and the classic. So we're gonna have to hold on that. I don't want to tip my hand and then have you guys all over me. I'm making these bad predictions. I made a prediction with my cousin that the Philadelphia Flyers would beat the Chicago Blackhawks, and of course everybody and anybody who was watching hockey knew that the Blackhawks were gonna beat Philadelphia. They were the team of destiny. They were so good and so fast, and their offense was incredible. But, of course, I take the sucker bet for the cheese steaks, and it sent me back, I think it was $40 to have some cheese steaks shipped in. So we'll have to have a little wager, but we'll have to wait till it gets closer to the actual running of the Breeders' Cup for all you horse folks in Kentucky. In the meantime, let me kind of hopscotch around at a couple of different things that I've mentioned but haven't really touched on, I think, deep enough. And it includes a story I was talking about the other day. Somebody sent me an email. It was Art, who listens to us in Vermont, and he said, hey, would you tell me more about the home sales? I heard you briefly mention that home sales were off, but I didn't hear the numbers. Well, there was a big collapse for the sale of new homes in May. In fact, 33%. So that's got to be the lowest level when you've got potential buyers who stopped shopping when they couldn't get the government tax credits anymore. Remember, that was the thing. The first time home buyers, or if you had a house and it was 3 years down the line, you would also be eligible for the credits too, but they were done at the end of April. And then you have the whole thing of the lending, because the banks are so stingy about the lending for the fear of what happened before. So it's the people that couldn't qualify. I can't tell you the number of people who I talked to who said that they had somebody who wanted to buy their place, but they didn't qualify. The loan fell through, and they were puzzled by that because their credit was good or for whatever reason. So that's pretty bleak. The 8,000 credit done and the 6,500 for the people who could move into the other, into a new property. So new home sales, to give you some more on that, definitely dropped. In fact, 53% from a month earlier in the West, 33%, because you break it down by region, 33% in the Northeast. Sales in the South dropped 25%. The Midwest, 24% decline. All the ugly news, everything that's not fit to print, there it is for you on home sales. And that continues to be, like I said, continues to be a big problem when it comes to lending and everything else connected with home sales. All right, a couple of other quick things too that I've been asked in the emails, and we will do a mailbag segment at the end of the hour, I promise. But before we do that, here's something else that I was asked about, and it has to do with LT. You remember him, the former Giant great. There were charges hanging over his head, and now he has been indicted on rape charges in New York. If you haven't heard the story, I mean, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and which is neither here nor there. He had problems off the field, as many of you know. But he was arrested back in May at a Holiday Inn. Prosecutors say he paid a 16-year-old girl $300 to have sex with him. So he had been charged previously in another court, but now it's been transferred, so there was kind of a little bit of the confusion there. So he's going to appear in court, or he's scheduled to appear July 13th is the upshot of it. And he was also, if you remember, somebody asked me about a laundry list of, do you remember some of the LT things that happened in the past? He was indicted on charges of endangering the welfare of a child and sexual abuse and criminal sexual act in the third degree, and he faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted. So he's, of course, vehemently denied the charges. And the Rockland County District Attorney said the 16-year-old, and this is the sticky part for LT, told investigators that she'd been, and, you know, this is LT, told investigators that she'd been verbally threatened and even physically assaulted by a pimp who drove her the 26-plus miles to the hotel where Taylor was waiting. So he's in deep on this one, boys. I don't know. That's the note that I got from Jake in Austin, listening to us in Austin, wanted to know what I thought his chances were. And I'd say that he's got a great lawyer, but the 16-year-old, again, the underage thing, all the evidence stacking up, this guy who was the key part of the Giants' defense and even led them to Super Bowl titles in 87 and 91 could be wearing prison garb, you know, sadly, because he was an incredible player. But when it came to off-field nonsense, I mean, ridiculous. And now this may be the thing that tips the balance for LT. So we'll see. That doesn't happen for what now, another month, but I'd say it's not looking good. They had to have the evidence, or they wouldn't have nailed the indictment on those rape charges. All right, we'll meet you on the flip side for another version of We Can Count.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time for another edition of We Can Count Topping. Today's version. A U.S. district judge in New York approved a settlement Wednesday that could pay more than $700 million to thousands of 9/11 first responders who were exposed to some of that toxic dust at Ground Zero. Now, before approving the settlement, the judge listened to a lot of testimony from a sampling of, there was 10,000 plaintiffs, so just a few of them, at Wednesday's hearing about the health battles that have plagued them ever since they were at the World Trade Center site on that day and the following days afterwards. Qualifying plaintiffs will be enrolled in a special insurance policy through MetLife that pays up to $100,000 for certain blood and respiratory cancer things, diagnoses basically. And the amended settlement raises the compensation for sick responders from $625 million proposed back in March to $712 and caps the attorney, I love this part too, caps the attorney's fees to 25% of the total settlement. And, you know, this is the problem because they've had problems paying for it rather. You've got, people who could receive, it depends on how severe, even up to $800,000 to maybe $1 million. And that's people who have severe respiratory issues that they got within 7 months of the exposure. Because there were people that got sick right away, and then there's others that became sick afterwards. And even if you have, if the families have claims of death that can be proven, that it's been caused by what happened post 9/11 in the operations down at Ground Zero, they would get 1.5. So I think this is good. This is a step in the right direction. A lot of those guys were really racked up and sick. I mean, just awful. You saw, and some of them pretty young, actually having to carry oxygen. And boy, you just felt awful for them for what they did day in and day out. Here's another lawsuit, and it has to do with Viacom's suit over YouTube that just fell off the map. The judge sided with Google. It was a $1 billion copyright lawsuit that was filed by the Viacom people, and it was over YouTube videos saying that the service promptly remove illegal materials that's required under the federal law. That was one of the things they said. But in watching the case, it pretty much affirmed the protections that you get with online service providers, the people that have them, under the Copyright Act. There's a Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and it was put on the books in 1998, and it gives immunity when the service providers remove the illegal stuff. So that's what Viacom was going after, things that were put on YouTube they didn't want on there, but they got them off. And so that safe harbor persuaded Google to buy YouTube for, what was it, $1.76 billion in 2006. They were worried that the whole video sharing thing would lead to content theft. But as long as you take it off, and that's happened a bunch of times where things have been thrown on YouTube, and then, you know, when somebody says, oh, go to YouTube and check out whatever, and then suddenly it's gone because they've taken it off, knowing that they'll be in trouble if they leave it up. But that's all they have to do. They just have to yank it off the site. So the $1 billion falls flat. Viacom loses it pretty much. You know, basically they lost it. The judge sided with Google, who owns YouTube. How many people go to YouTube a couple of times a day? I think more people I know now go to YouTube than anything else, besides just straight on Googling. Both of my nephews do. One's 14 and one's 10. And just even in being around and noticing what people are looking at when I think they're texting, a lot of times they're sharing YouTube videos or telling someone to check something out on YouTube. Donovan, I know you don't have a TV. But you're a smart guy. You're kind of a little bit of a gadget guy. Do you look at YouTube at all?
Depends if there's anything on.
So, like, if somebody tells you, hey, you need to look at this, or you've heard of something, then you go and look at it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what a brilliant stroke for Google to pick them up in the first place. And they were right. They didn't get burned by that. All right, unemployment. I mentioned this the other day, and somebody asked me to check the numbers, and I did. And what we talked about was that unemployment fell in 37 states in May. Can you just tell where the highest numbers were? And that's what they wanted me to check on, the Nevada numbers. And Nevada unemployment is horrible. And you got to think of the casino business, the service industry in Vegas and other areas in Nevada too. So their unemployment number is correct. I checked this. The rate is 14%. 14%. So that's the highest in the land. California was up. New York was up. So was Texas. And then this was the other number, the unemployment rate overall in the United States, 9.7% in May. That's from 9.9% in April. But the fall off reason, and I explained this, was because some people just gave up, at least temporarily, and said, oh, you know, I can't find a job, so I'm going to lay in the weeds for a few seconds and catch my breath. that it is exhausting. When you're looking for a job, how many people have been in that position? And you're sending out resumes and you're making calls and you're hitting the pavement and you get nothing and you get nothing and you get nothing. You know, that's when people just decide, okay, I'm going to take what's equivalent of a timeout. If I can afford to do this and just string some jobs together, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Bernie Madoff's been in the news a lot lately, and this worms its way into We Can Count because Madoff's ex-finance chief was released, and he's out on $10 million bail in New York City. He admitted his role in the fraud that cost thousands of investors billions of dollars and agreed to cooperate with investigators. So he is out, though, on that bail. And the guy that we're talking about is Dee Pascali. And he was the right, Frank Dee Pascali, he was the right-hand man of Madoff. So the bail package was set, I think, back in February after he pled guilty to helping with the Ponzi scheme until it collapsed in 2008 when Madoff revealed to his sons that his business was a fraud and they called the FBI. I mean, here's a big question there. What do you think the sons really know? What do you think they know? Do you think they absolutely had no idea? And you know what's happening is that the Madoff sons are getting followed around a lot because people are just so positive that there's got to be money somewhere. It's got to be hidden, and they must know where it is. And there's all these civil complaints that are trying to get the proceeds from Madoff's fraud that were filed against a couple of the staffs, a couple of Madoff's back office staff, actually, and prosecutors say that the supervisor in the back office for Madoff was responsible for answering questions from clients about their investments, along with overseeing the fabrication of account statements and the trade confirmations and all that other stuff. I think Madoff fell, and we haven't seen the last of the dominoes to go, because I find it hard to believe he's not the only one. There are other people that had to have known something, and he wasn't doing all this himself. He absolutely was not doing that. So not everybody, with this turning the blind eye, not everybody, I think, was doing that. I think that there were more people in the office that had a clue, and they were benefiting from it because they were getting the money. And these prosecutors are adamant about nailing everybody that they can to the wall that might have a connection to Madoff, whether it's squirreling away some money or having worked for him and been complicit in the Ponzi scheme. But then it's the question of proving it, because he didn't really give anyone up and said this was all his creation. All right, Freddie and Fannie. Fannie Mae said that in locations where you've got a strategic default where the law allows, it also plans to take legal action to recoup outstanding mortgage debt from borrowers who just what they call strategically default. So they're going to instruct people with the delinquent loans where they're facing foreclosure. They're going to recommend cases to be pursued for those judgments so that they can get the money back. And, you know, when you look at Fannie and Freddie, created by Congress to buy mortgages from lenders and then wrap them into bonds and then resell them to investors, they own or guarantee 31 million home loans worth $5.5 trillion. And I didn't realize this till I sat down and looked at the numbers, but you know that's about half of all mortgages. Half of all mortgages, 31 million home loans. Woo! Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The mailbag. I promise I would. I've already gone through a couple of your emails, but we have a ton of them, so I'll try to hit a bunch. Before we do that, though, I've hardly touched the oil spill. Can you imagine that? We had McChrystal and other things that we were talking about, including some positive deals when it comes to sports, whether it's the World Cup win, which is the biggest deal, 1-0 over Algeria, and then heading into the match on Saturday, the round of 16, taking on Ghana, couldn't be any bigger. But the oil spill certainly on many of our minds, never far from it. And there was a bit of a scare, to say the least, earlier in the day, and in fact in the morning. It wasn't really taken care of until, wasn't really done, capped off, if you will, until 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening. But when you hear that oil is gushing after a robot crash, that doesn't give you a very good feeling. So tens of thousands of gallons more of oil actually flew into the Gulf of Mexico, when the undersea robot bumped what they call a venting system, and that forced British Petroleum to remove the cap that was containing at least some of the crude, right, that was coming out. It didn't cap it off, but it was holding some of it. So here we are, and yet one more setback. It's been 9 weeks to stop this thing. And thick pools of oil, it happened when thick pools of oil were washing up on Pensacola Beach in Florida. And the Obama administration is trying to figure out a way to come up with the six-month moratorium on deep water drilling after the judge in Louisiana decided that that ban was wrong, that the ban was basically illegal. So they've already turned around and followed with a suit and followed with Ken Salazar following up saying that that's not right, and he's putting out his own moratorium. So in the meantime, you've got crews checking to see if crystals had formed before putting it back on. BP said they couldn't say how long it would take. It happened early in the morning at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was finally shored up at 8 o'clock in the evening. The Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's been on top of this right from the very beginning, had a few things to say.
They noticed that there was some kind of a gas rising through the vent that carries the warm water down that prohibits hydrates from forming. Out of abundance of caution, Discover Enterprise removed the containment cap with the riser pipe and moved away until they could assess the condition. They are checking the containment cap right now. If there are no hydrates in the containment cap, they will attempt to reinstall the containment cap and begin producing later on today. If there are hydrates, they will probably have to rerun the pipeline, and that will take a considerable amount longer. We had two deaths reported on people who were involved in this response earlier today. One was an accident regarding a swimming pool, a swimming event, and the other one was a vessel of opportunity operator in Gulf Shores, Mississippi. We are looking towards potentially next Tuesday bringing an additional production vessel online. That will get us to the previously briefed 53,000 barrel a day capacity.
Wow. In the meantime, the guy that I mentioned before, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, released a statement and talked about the fact that he's going to issue a new order imposing the moratorium that would shake any doubt that it's needed and appropriate. In the meantime, some of the companies that are out there, part of the other deep well operations, deep drilling operations, Shell, Marathon Oil, they're going to wait the outcome of any appeals before they start drilling again. Of course, that's what the smart thing is to do. Here was Ken Salazar talking about mineral management and how that's going to be completely revamped.
What we are doing is attacking the issues which have been front and center on the issues of corruption with MMS. The Minerals Management Service is no more. We have moved that agency into a new configuration now called the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management.
Very good. So get rid of the name. That's what you do. Whenever there is a controversy, ditch the old name and come up with a new name so people aren't referring to the old one. And that was the smartest thing Ken Salazar has done since the start of this whole thing. All right, quickly, because I'm always pleading with you and telling you whatever's on your mind, send it to me at americatonight.net. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Yeah, the mail is here, and let me tell you, this one is from Dick M. I like that, Dick M. Dick M. says, "Hello, America Tonight. I've been listening to the show here in Missouri for probably about 2 years. Lately, I'm really enjoying how you're talking about a lot of different things, not just the oil spill." So that was pretty apropos. I just was talking about the oil spill. And he says, "Hey, why wouldn't you talk about the horses? You can't be afraid to give up some of the information. At least give poor Trey something." As I was listening, that made me send you this email. So, is there any horse that you like? Well, since you're really putting the gun to my head, the one horse I like to do something in the Breeders' Cup, and it's such a layup too, is Rachel Alexander. And this is a four-year-old that I think I watched the most recent race, I guess I watched, was, the Fleur de Lis at Churchill Downs. And, you know, Rachel Alexander is the horse of the year, and this is a horse that has some speed, and this is a horse that could do well at the Breeders' Cup at Churchill if she stays on pace. You know, that's why you don't know what's going to happen with these horses on any given day, and there are some other big races in between before you get to the Breeders' Cup. So that's why I'm kind of hesitant to give out too many guesses. But I'd go with Rachel right now, and the Breeders' Cup certainly pointed that pointed in that direction anyway. She's got stamina and some endurance, and there's my pick since you put me up to it. Wow. At least you're paying attention to the show if you knew enough to say Trey and why won't you pick a horse. Okay, let's move on to a couple of other emails. Here's one from Paul, who says, what do you think about the McChrystal deal? Didn't he get jobbed, Kate? Didn't you like what he had to say to the Rolling Stone? I think he rocks. How come Obama just didn't stick up for him? Well, because, hey, he's the commander-in-chief, and he took a chunk out of Obama. His aides did the same thing. Pretty much it was the aides. And Joe Biden, who, yeah, he's the gaffe maker, we know it, and I think Biden was the mistake as the vice president, but it doesn't matter. He's still the VP, and you can't do that. I mean, who's the commander-in-chief? Who is higher than McChrystal is? So I got a chuckle out of it, too, I got to tell you. I mean, they call him the runaway general. It was clever, the title, and the article, it does. It reads like a piece that just kind of slams, not kind of, that just slams the administration to the ground. So there was no way Obama was going to back him up. He didn't really slice him too much. They just talked about with the words, you couldn't have that. You couldn't have him, you know, leading anymore in Afghanistan, but they didn't go very deep on it. Let's just say that. This one's from Ernie Kay. Hello, America Tonight. I've got to say, I especially liked the applause, and you can't give me enough applause for Team USA. Kate, I'm glad you strayed away from some of the politics during tonight's show and talked a little bit about Landon Donovan and talked about Bradley and some of the other superstars on Team USA. I couldn't be more proud. Yeah, what a note to end on. I feel the same way. I'm not a soccer person, but I have absolutely been watching, and it's been fun. It's great to watch these guys. They're scrappy. They keep getting screwed over by the referees, it seems, at every turn, but yet they're very, very resilient. Resilient. That is the word of the hour.